प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Today's point: merge within the waves of ocean. What is your experience throughout the day? There is the experience of waves of love emerging constantly and automatically. According to the extent that the rays and the light of the sun of knowledge increase, so the waves of love also increase. What is the work that the Murli of knowledge from the sun of knowledge begins to do from the time of Amritvela? There are numerous ways that begin to surge. All of you have had this experience. You know how the waves of knowledge, the waves of love, the waves of happiness, the waves of peace and the waves of power surge up. And you then merge within these waves. This is the unique alaukik inheritance that you have already attained. This is the Brahmin life. To be merged within the ocean to such an extent that you become equal to the ocean. Once a man was called for an interview. That was the Department of Export, Transport, where they had to travel by ship. So the officer asked the man, imagine, if suppose you are in a ship, and the storm comes, and the storm is turbulent. Your ship is about to sink. What you will do? He said, I will throw an anchor and save the ship. Boss said, okay. Now imagine, suppose another storm comes, what you will do? He said, I will throw another anchor and save the ship. The boss said, suppose a third storm comes, what you will do? He says, I will throw another anchor and save the ship. The boss said, but from where you are bringing so many anchors? The man said, from the same place you are bringing so many storms. So mind is unlimited. And so also the imagination of the mind. God can be compared to seven things. And you can create a creative yoga. Shiva Baba is ocean, first of all. God is an ocean. Baba said, there are waves. Waves of love, waves of peace, waves of happiness, waves of power, You can create any waves. The waves are already there. Now you just have to experiment with these waves. Imagine yourself in front of an ocean and see the waves are coming and going. Waves are coming and going. And feel as if you are standing on one of the waves. And then you go down and you come up. Go down and come up. Or you have a very small ship, a boat, and you are riding over the ocean. You can create an imagination about ocean, or I am a drop. I am getting merged in the ocean. Or I am becoming one with the ocean. I am getting merged with the ocean. Or there are different waves. Sometimes the wave of happiness. So I am flowing along with the waves of happiness. Sometimes wave of love. So I am flowing with the waves of love. Sometimes wave of joy, bliss, knowledge. So I just enjoy boating in ocean. Have you tried boating in ocean ever? Not in lake, in ocean. It's a very different experience. The force has to be too very great. In ocean, you go for 1 hour inside and then come out 1 hour. So it's a great experience to do boating in ocean, not in lake, not in river. Very strong force. Sometimes you have to go against the waves. So, feel as if you stand in front of an ocean. And the ocean is God. Enjoy it. So the first form of Shiva Baba is ocean. He's ocean. The second form is sun. Nikhilesh Bhai, you can draw this 7 diagrams of God. The first form is ocean. The second form is sun. So you have to do sun gazing here. So you take rays from him. The rays are coming and hitting the soul. And the soul is getting charged. The soul is getting activated. And the soul in turn is activating the dormant parts of the brain. The latent powers are getting activated. So you can do so many experiments. This is the sun. And I am sitting here. So rays are coming, activating the brain. Rays are coming, activating the energy centers in the body. Rays are coming and activating all the major glands in the brain. Brainuter. You are becoming supercomputer. The rays are coming and charging my entire body. The whole body is a battery. Soul is the battery. So not just the soul, but the whole body is getting charged. So the second form of God is sun. So do sun gazing every Amrit Vela. Also, in the evening, just after sunrise and just before sunset. That is gross sun gazing. This is spiritual sun gazing. So when you do spiritual sun gazing, you feel joy, happiness. But stay alert. Your spine should be straight. In all yogic practices, spine should be straight, because then only the energy flows. Otherwise, energy stops flowing. So the spine should be erect. In the book of orthopedics, spine is defined as set of bones. At one end you sit and another end your head. So, God is sun. The waves of knowledge, vibrations, strive to live in the world of energy and vibrations. Automatically you go beyond body and body consciousness and anything which is related to the body. Hunger of the body, thirst of the body, sleep of the body, tiredness of the body, old age, disease, death, vices. You just fly above all these gross things. These are very gross. You move up and start living in the world of energy. Talk in terms of energy. Your self-talk should be in terms of vibrations. The words which you should use is energy, vibrations, energy, vibrations. This energy has better energy, this place has better energy, that place has not so good energy. Dense energy, gross energy, fine energies, refined energies. Start talking in terms of iron, ions, electrons, energies, vibrations. So, this is the method. The second form of God is sun. So, do spiritual sun gazing every morning at Amrit Vela. Look at him. Focus on that point of light. And feel all the energy. Energy is coming unto me. Actually, this whole universe is a universe of energy. Everything is energy. There is no such thing as matter. Everything is spirit. Everything is energy. What is the difference then? Some are vibrating at a great speed, some are vibrating at a gross speed. The soul is energy at the higher level, the body is energy at the lower level. But both are energies. This pen, this table, this board, everything is energy. Only thing is that this is a very gross and denser energy. That's why it doesn't move. Thoughts are also energy. So everything is one ocean of energy. Everything is an ocean of vibrations. That's why there's something known as cosmic ordering, which we will see tomorrow. What is cosmic ordering? Just as you place an online order, you place an order in the cosmos, in the universe, and whatever you want, you become. Just place an order. Do you worry? After placing an order, it will come or it will not come, it will come. You know the courier guy will come. At the most, he will come and call you and ask you the password. Most of the time, he will keep it somewhere. But if it is a bigger thing, he may ask you for password. Order in the universe. So place an order in the cosmos and your desired item will be delivered and you will receive a message and a mail. Item delivered. If you want to return, what are the reasons? So sun gazing, spiritual sun gazing, and you will feel that your need for all the gross things of the world reduces. You will feel that your need of remembrance of the worldly people reduces. Baba says one thing in almost every Murli, except me, don't remember anybody. In today's Murli also, towards the fag end of the Murli, Baba said, just remember me. If you know me, you will know everything. Become the master ocean. Become the master son of knowledge. This is the last line of today's Sakar Murli. Once you know me, you will know everything. You need not to go and find out other things. Knowing me, you know everything, because I am everything. The third form of God is, he is point of light. He is point, bindu. He is dot. You can play along with this dot. You are also dot, he is also dot. What dot will do with dot? What play can be created? You can move around. You can go up and down. You can give him a push. You can dance with him. Two dots dancing together. How nice play. Dance of dots. So you can just dance. You can call that dance, come here. Just as two friends, they call each other, come, we will play together. So two, this dot will come down and then both dots will start dancing. You can play cricket, you can play football, you can play whatever game you want, but play. This is the divine play, the divine dance, the divine celebration. So God is dot, is bindu, is point. You are also point. So point, point, same to same. So the third form of God is his dot. The fourth form is his jyoti, lamp. He is jyoti, mahajyoti, the great lamp. And you are also lamp. So try playing with the lamp. What you will do with the great lamp, mahajyoti, the jyoti will get merged in mahajyoti. It's a play of two lamps. It's a play of flame of light. He is also flame of light. You are also flame of light. Imagine there is a flame of light at the center of the forehead and the flame of light lifts the body and goes up. And there is already a bigger flame there and this flame is getting merged in that flame. This is one experiment. Or this flame is moving around that flame. This could be another experiment. It's a play of flames. So flames together. So sometimes you can do this as a yoga experiment at Amritvela. So the fourth form of God is, he is Jyoti. The fifth form of God, Shivab, is Bij, seed. So what you will do with this seed? What you will do with seed? He is not an ordinary seed, he is a living seed, Chaitanya Bij. You will take the seed and put it. What you will do with this seed? Oh, okay, imagine. So what? Next. I see the seed. See the entire tree. See the entire kalpa tree. See the seed and the tree. Two ways you can do it. Either you see the seed up and the tree down. This is Paramdham. You go there, see the seed and hug the tree. Of Paramdham. In history hall there is a picture on this right side. Two trees are there. One is the tree of Paramdham, which is like this. Another is the tree of human tree, where Brahma and other dadis are sitting. So this is one tree, the Kalpa tree, and there is a space, and then there is another tree. There are two trees there, if you see in the history hall. First tree is this, second tree is this. So you can imagine he is the seed and from where this seed, this tree has come out. And in the Paramdham also there is another tree. So there are two trees. This tree is also like that. Here is the tree and it is like this. This is a reverse tree. Yeah, inverted. Ardva Moolam Mathashyakam Ashwattham Prahureham. The 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita starts like that. This is Adham Moolam. This is a reverse tree. Madhashyakam Ashwattham Prahurevayam. So this is a reverse tree. So you feel this is the seed. I go near the seed and I take power from the seed because this is a living seed. Another thing. If I know the seed, I will know the entire tree. You don't have to study tree. You don't have to do investigations of every leaf, every fruit, nothing. If I know the seed, I know everything. So just know the seed and watch the seeds. Analyze the seed. Go with a magnifying glass to see what this seed is made up of. It is so powerful. It is never destroyed. Otherwise, when the seed is planted, the moment the seed becomes tree, the seed disappears. But this is a very unique case. Where the seed also is there and the tree is also there. Otherwise, the seed disappears when the tree seed becomes tree. Is there any seed in the tree? No. Very rarely. Most of the time it is not there. So this is a unique tree. So imagine God is a tree. Next, sixth. God is a star. Shiva Baba is star. So if he is star, I am also star. So stars together playing. Go and sit on the top of the star. You can sit here and do yoga. He is a star, no? So you can sit on one of the spike of the star. Or you can start jumping from here to here, here to here, here to here. This is one spike of love, one of the spike of happiness, joy, bliss, anything. You can create an imagination around the star. But see a big star, not a small one. And he is God. So his comparison, the sixth comparison, he is star. The next, seventh comparison is, he is mountain of sweet. And who are you? Ant. So the ant is going on a pilgrimage. Just imagine an ant with a rod and a bag. And the ant is climbing the mountain of sweets. And another ant is asking, where are you going? So the ant is saying, don't you know? There's a mountain of sweet there. Let's go. In Mount Abu. Let's go and climb that mountain. So you can imagine, I am going. I am a spiritual pilgrim. Recently in Avyakta Murli, Baba said, you are a pilgrim. Spiritual. When those pilgrims go, they shout, hail to the mother, hail to the mother. You also should remember where you are going and your destination plus your kingdom, because you are spiritual pilgrim. So these are the seven forms of God. So all these forms can be practiced as an yoga, as a form of Raj Yoga. You can create many more forms, but these are better forms which Baba often refers. This is an mountain of sweet. Baba says, I am saccharine. Nothing is sweeter than me. I am sweet, sweeter and sweetest. Nothing can be compared to my sweetness. I am saccharine. So God is a wonderful thing. So Baba says, just what you do? Merge yourself. How to know him completely? That is possible only if you stay with him for a long time. If you want to know the President of India, the Prime Minister of India, and you read all books about him, will you be able to know him? Not possible. If you know all the biographies of Prime Minister of India, will you know him? No. If you know everything what the opposition party is saying, what the same party is saying, no. If you meet his secretary, probably you will know something more about him. But still, that is incomplete. Unless and until you stay with him in his room and observe him, what time he gets up, what time, what he does, probably there are some chances that you might know him. But still, the gap remains. Unless and until he reveals, unless and until it is his desire, so without his grace, it is impossible. It is impossible to know him with your Purusharth. It is impossible to know him without your efforts. It is only and only if he wishes. It is his grace, and his grace you will get only if you follow Srimad. So keep on following Srimad, and one day his grace will fall upon you, and then he will manifest, just as in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Till 10th chapter, Arjuna is asking questions after questions. Question after, why is this like this, what is that, what is body, what is Kshetra and what is Kshetrajna, what is God, what is the science of yogi, what is Titupragya yogi, why I should fight, better I go in the jungle and sit in meditation. So many questions he is asking. At the end, God reveals his form in the 11th chapter. This is me. I am everything. Adishya Madhyashya. I am this. I am that. I am this. I am this. The whole chapter is like this. I am this. So it's only when His grace falls, then only you know Him. With your own efforts, you will know Him, but maybe 90%, not more than that. On that too, if you start living in His room. And where is His room? His accommodation? Paramdham. You stay in this world most of the time. You are hardly 1 hour, hardly you spend time with Him. How can you know Him? You have to go and get an accommodation there in Paramdham, near His room. You have to make His, if He agrees to keep you in as your partner, because He needs special room. He will not accommodate others. With letter. Then only you can get accommodation. Letter from Brahma. With recommendation. That please, with a recommendation. Then only you can stay with Him. Otherwise, very tough job. Because He is a solitude lover. He doesn't love anybody to immediately stay with Him. But yes, if you are very much similar to Him, you can stay with Him. Okay, these are all what you call imaginary things. But yes, if you want to know Him, be as He is. He is the point of light, you are the point of light. He is the ocean, you become ocean. He is sun, you become sun. He is dot, you become dot. He is jyoti, you become jyoti. He is mountain, you become mountain. He is star, you become star. He is seed, you become seed. So when you become exactly what He is, then with His grace and with your purushartha, you become like Him and you know Him. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Sagar ki lehron mein samate jao. सारा दिन क्या अनुभव करते, प्यार की लहरें स्वतः उछलती है ना। जितना जितना ज्ञान सूर्य की किरणें व प्रकाश बढ़ता है, उतना ही ज़्यादा प्यार की लहरें उछलती हैं। अमृत वेले ज्ञान सूर्य की ज्ञान मुरली क्या काम करती, खूब लहरें उछालती है ना। सब अनुभवी होना कैसे, ज्ञान की लहरें, प्रेम की लहरें, सुख की लहरें, शांति और शक्ति की लहरें उछलती हैं और उन ही लहरों में समा जाते हो। यही अलौकिक वर्षा प्राप्त कर लिया है ना, यही ब्राह्मण जीवन है। लहरों में समाते समाते सागर समान बन जाएंगे। मर्ज विद इन द वेव्स ऑफ ओशन। व्हाट इज योर एक्सपीरियंस थ्रू आउट द डे? देयर इज द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ वेव्स ऑफ लव इमर्जिंग कॉन्स्टेंटली एंड ऑटोमेटिकली अकॉर्डिंग टू द एक्सटेंट that the rays and light of the sun of knowledge increase. So the waves of love also arise. What is the work that the murli of knowledge from the sun of knowledge begins to do from the time of Amrit Vela? There are numerous waves that begins to surge. All of you have had this experience. You know how the waves of knowledge, the waves of love, the waves of happiness, the waves of peace and the waves of power surge up and you then merge within these waves. This is the unique alaukik inheritance that you have already attained. This is the Brahmin life, to be merged within the ocean to such an extent that you become equal to the ocean. Om Shanti.